Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, Tri-State Men's Health, tristatemenshealth.com, where we are this morning, where many men have come in to get their superpower. That's the only way I know to say it.
That's right.
You're not going to be as hungry. You use testosterone. You're going to have, after a few weeks, you're going to have a better mood. Your workouts will, you'll see your body react much faster than they would otherwise. It's great.
It's true. And, it's always funny. Almost every week, day? No, I wouldn't say every day, but almost every week, somebody reaches out and say,
hey, man,
hey, tell me about it. And I'm like, what I'm saying on the radio is the truth. Like, I am not.
Yeah.
These aren't copy points. I really am down almost like 27 pounds. And it's, so I'm pumped about it, obviously. And it's changed the way I feel and live. And if I could get the inflation down, we'd probably save some money on groceries, too. But, that's a whole other thing.
What? Inflation.
Inflation. Like
you went from Tri-State Mental they can offer to, you're going to, if you could cure inflation.
No, I'm not going to cure inflation. I'm just saying inflation is the reason why my grocery bill is the same, because I really am eating a lot less.
Boy, he's make some leaps, ladies and gentlemen. Make some leaps.
Absolutely. That's what we do here.
Well, that's what you do.
You make no leaps.
I make leaps, but not the ones you do.
Diener makes zero leaps.
I am the guardrail for you. When I'm not here, you have unbridled blanket baker, and that's scary for everybody.
It's fun.
I can feel it coming.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun for you, not for the
audience.
There's
a lot less condescension.
No, there's a lot less crazy theories. A lot more crazy theories.
Yeah. Did you see Arch Manning and Eli Manning in the EA Sports commercial?
I heard somebody talking about it. I haven't seen it.
It's okay. But the cool thing is that college athletes are promoting a video game.
Yeah.
And it's super cool to watch and see it all kind of go down. We're within like 10 days of this game coming out. So it's going to be a blast, man. I can't wait. I can't wait for our tournament. You and I still need to chat about some details.
Well, here's the deal. We need to open the suggestion box to the audience because we're not gamers.
No, so, that's
so
true.
And we need a little help. What we're going to do is we are going to have a tournament of Kentucky in one division.
Yes.
Kentucky on Kentucky in one division, Louisville on Louisville in another. We'll come together. We'll play a title game. We'll figure out, the fee. There'll be an entry fee, but you'll get more than that back in stuff. So don't worry about that. But
right.
We got to raise some money for prizes that way. It's probably the way to do it. But as best as we can tell, you can play online against one another in the same place. Although we may not, that may not be required.
I think we need to put everybody in the same place, because the place where we want to do this,
I think we'd have at least one of the two there, but maybe both.
I think we need both of them there.
Okay,
I do.
I think it's tough to get 32 people in the same place at the same time. I think that's difficult.
I don't know.
I know. I know that's difficult. So my question is for people listening: who might want to partake in this, you know, it will have an Xbox and a PlayStation 5. You can play online, and they can cross whatever. What's the term, Chase? What's the term in that?
Cross-platform.
Cross-platform. There you go.
Or do we just go all PlayStation?
No, we do not go all PlayStation. We discussed this. No.
I thought, and our other discussion beyond that was that we decided it would be easier to just go all on the same one and that they could be in the same room.
The only reason we would do that is because they could not cross-platform. We don't want to give a distinct advantage to somebody with a PlayStation over somebody with an Xbox. You're going to upset the gamers. You don't want to upset the gamers.
Okay. I mean, that's not what I thought we were doing.
I don't know why you thought that. That's the last conversation we had.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, the last conversation we had was about this, and then we decided we were going to just have it all on one platform.
We did never said that.
Really?
Yes. The only time that was said was when we thought they couldn't do cross-platform. That was the only reason we were going to do one.
Okay.
And once it became determined we could go cross-platform, we're going to go cross-platform.
All right. So the place that we do this in, which we've discussed as Union Restaurant and Game Yard, being the place that we do this in, now we need to make sure they have enough bandwidth, if that's what we're going to do.
Well, yeah, any place we do this, we're going to have to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
If we're going to have online things happening.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. And so now we need to do some testing.
Well, yeah. Okay. Screw it. We're not discussing this on here. I'm already done with this discussion. Let's go to 52s. This is already not working. So we'll see if we can get Jared on at 9:00. We got Reds tonight. We got football talk now because we got 52 days till kickoff for Louisville. I don't know who the best 52 is.
So, to me, the best...
I'm looking at these names.
The two best 52s.
I'll just read all the names. Bill Apke, Moselle Axon, Antoine Canaday, David Coode, Nick Dawson Brents, J.W. Duke, Mitch Hall, Dave Hamm, Rashad Harris, Jonathan Jackerson, Walt Jones, Joe Cater, Tyrus McLeod, Bill Owen, Jeff Pointer, Elise Pompilius, I don't know that one, Dick Rager, Steve Reese, Neil Singleton, Brevin Smith, Jim Winters.
So it's Tyrus McLeod or Rashad Harris.
Yeah, it's a pretty anonymous number.
Yeah, Nick Dawson Brents was a four-star that really never, I think he even went to Western Kentucky at the end. But Tyrus McLeod, he was a part of the Bermuda Triangle, and he was just amazing guy. And then Rashad Harris, you know, during the John L. Smith era, was a machine. You know, just an absolute monster of a middle linebacker. Those are the two guys that stand out to me on this list. Kennedy was a good linebacker for us, kind of there, especially when Charlie took over.
It's a rather anonymous number, though.
It is.
Just looking overall, I'd say Kennedy sticks out, but.
Sure, but it's a mix of offensive linemen and linebackers.
Right.
But 52, I would probably give the edge to McLeod over Rashad Harris, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
It's really close. Like, both those guys, I'd take them on this team right now. pretty much every Louisville team that we have coming down in the next 30 years, you give me a Rashad Harris, a Tyrus McLeod, I'm going to be pretty freaking happy.
I'm just looking at this list going, somebody wants to make a name for themselves, get number 52.
Yeah.
You might have a chance of getting it retired.
I don't know. How many retired numbers?
You can't really retire football numbers. There's not enough jerseys to go around.
Yeah. 8-16? Yeah. I don't know. We're doing another one.
Yeah. There's no way you can.
I hope that we have a player that's worthy of that conversation. That would be amazing.
Yeah. But even then, it's almost got to be just an honor jersey because, again, you've already got guys wearing the same number on, offense and defense or special teams.
You know, last year, Jawar Jordan wore 25, 52, 25. That was the first time in, that little 6 to 7 week window that where he started the year where I thought Louisville had the best running back in college football. You know, and obviously he didn't finish out the season because of the injuries and things like that. He didn't finish that way. But in that little window, I really believed that Jawar Jordan was the best performing running back in America. And Ollie Gordon had his number and all that stuff. We'll talk about Ollie here in a second. But, Jawar changed the game for Louisville in early last year. And then when his injury happened, Jeff Brown had to shift gears and find a way to win other games. But Jawar was like the ultimate weapon last year.
He was, and I'm curious how he'll do. Who drafted him? Where'd he go?
Jawar Jordan. Yeah. That was the Texans, was it not?
Wherever it was. I'm curious how he'll do versus Garendo, who was the workout.
Yeah,
freak.
The best combine performance ever. You know, like
yeah,
legitimate.
One of, yeah.
It was like him and one other guy get a perfect score of the combine in terms of athleticism. And yeah, it was the Houston Texans that drafted.
They got like three or four cards down there, don't they?
Well, they had Grenard.
Yeah.
And I think John Grenard is a Viking.
Oh.
And then Rankins. Rankins, where did Sheldon Rankins go? He was also a free agent. But both those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheldon Rankins is now at the Cincinnati Bengals. So they had two. It was Grenard and Rankins, and they were a big part of that pressure that the Texans defense had. But both those guys, with the year that they had, commanded bigger salaries, and you know the NFL.
I'm surprised. I guess I just forgot that Jawhar Jordan was first team All ACC. I just thought he was so injured that he wouldn't have gotten.
Well, who else in the league?
Yeah,
you know, that's true. Like there wasn't like a standout running back in the league. Like if we were in the Big 12 and it's Ollie Gordon, Ollie Gordon was clearly going to win that. And it wasn't the SEC and with all the backs that they have in that league. But what did you think of Mike Gundy yesterday?
Do we have a sound? I think you've got to play the whole sound or it doesn't work.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let me see if I can find it.
So,
Chase is in the bathroom at the moment.
What's that?
We'll get it in a second.
Do we have it? I mean, I thought I heard Chase talking in the background. Sorry. It's in the show thread, right? So give Chase a minute or two to come across.
Chase is in the bathroom right now.
Oh,
get it on in
intern
just
Jackson's
second.
Back there. Okay.
Intern Jackson, Axon okay. Jackson.
Yes, so we can get to that in just a bit. It can't make the right turn. We got to make sure he's there, ready to go.
That's
a tough one.
I hope he's okay if he's in the bathroom.
People go to the bathroom. We can't see what's going on.
We're here.
Yeah, yeah. So we're just trying to find the Gundy sound.
I'm sending it to Chase right now. So Chase, play this Gundy sound. But what happened was that Ollie Gordon, 2 weeks ago, got a DUI, right? And you know, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not, and he's one of the best running backs in the country. Mm-hmm. And especially in the Big 12, and there's been a, like, will Mike Gundy punish him? You know, mm-hmm. that's been the discussion. And I know the jokes. Mike Gundy, he's going to suspend him for 50% of the game. He's not going to play defense, you know.
Yeah. Now, who do they open with? That matters, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big part of that's another great question. I don't know who they open with.
Because that kind of matters, too, like if they're playing
South Dakota State and then Arkansas.
Well, they can suspend him for that first one if they want.
Suspend him for the first quarter of the South Dakota State game and then let it roll. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, does it matter? Like, you know, so, but there has been this big discussion about it, whether or not he would get punished or not. And, you know, Mike Gundy, he caused some waves
mm-hmm.
yesterday, as so, Mike Gundy and his hair tend to do.
There you go.
I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08, and Ollie was .1. So I looked it up, and it was based on body weight. Not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really 2 or 3 beers or 4. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it's just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light because you make a lot of money to play football.
So I think what Mike Gundy was trying to say was that he's towed the line on decisions that he – because you don't know when you leave the bar sometime.
That have 3 or 4 drinks and get in the car all the time is probably most of our audience multiple times over.
I would say so. You know, I would say so. But
– dozens of times.
It doesn't make it right.
You shouldn't
drink and drive. I don't want Matt after us. You know, but you know what? Like, you should call –
not justifying it at all. Just saying that's not – you know, if I chose not to hang out with people that had done that, I would have anybody to hang out with.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Like,
right. And so, but apparently everybody like went nuts about Mike Gundy. You've drink and drive 1,000 times. And I don't think that's what he meant to say. I think what he was saying is like,
and he's probably exaggerating too a little bit. I think he meant exactly. I've had 3 or 4 drinks and driven a ton of times. I think he meant that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think he meant that. And I don't think he's, I don't know why people would overreact to that, because I think anybody looks in the mirror probably says, yeah, because it's done that.
America, and it's the internet. And the
well, and how was it presented? I mean, again, what was the headline?
Oh, sure.
Did it say Mike Gundy encourages people to have,
right.
you know.
And so, to me, like, when I see a college athlete, there's different things. Like, if a college athlete gets, like, a public intoxication, I'm like, mm-hmm. who cares? Right? Like, who cares? But if it's DUI, like, there probably ought to be some admonishment. You know, you shouldn't drink and drive. It's a youthful mistake. It shouldn't end your career. You know, mm-hmm. it shouldn't do that. Like, when Charlie ended Darius Ashley's career over a DUI, I didn't necessarily agree. I thought we needed to get him some help, you know, make sure he, you know, yeah. was on the right path, things like that. But do you never play again? Like,
well, he kept him on scholarship.
He did. I
mean, that's the thing that I always go back to. Charlie with Darius Ashley had, like, two Hall of Fame DUIs. Like,
oh, they were bad DUIs.
They were like,
I don't remember the level of
one of them. He passed out in the drive through of a Taco Bell.
I didn't know he had two of them.
I
can't remember that.
Yeah, but I always respected what Charlie said was, yeah, I kick him off team. Then what are his options? Is his life going to be better? You know?
Yeah. And so knowing that there were two of them, that kind of does that's a different story.
Yeah.
You know, like you get one and
he rear-ended a police officer.
There you go.
So he rear-ended a police officer, and the other one was he fell asleep at the Taco Bell drive.
Yeah.
I'm talking Hall of Fame
DUIs.
Point alcohol was .18. That is more than two or three or four drinks.
Right. I had a friend of mine. It was an icy night, and he blew .08, okay?
Now,
but his what got him into jail was .08, but he slid into a cop car.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you did what now?
Yeah.
Because it was icy.
Well, again, he got his other one was he fell asleep at the Taco Bell drive through. The second was he ran into a cop car.
Well, so that's a different story. Now, if Ollie Gordon gets DUI number two, to me now we're talking about, you know, rehab, talking about decision making, get an Uber account. Like, what are we doing? Like, you know, like, but for most, a lot of college kids get DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just do. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying they're youthful mistakes and it's a learning opportunity.
Is it different now that they get paid? Do you view it the way a professional athlete getting a DUI, which nobody cares?
DUIs too.
Right. But I'm saying it doesn't seem like there is the demand necessarily to punish. Like, does the NFL have an automatic policy on that? Like, I don't know. Does it change now that they are paid?
Right.
Athletes?
I mean, there's obviously, like, did somebody get hurt? You know, like, did you hurt somebody? That's a different story. I mean, obviously, you can't do the Henry Ruggs thing. Like, you can't do that. That's a ridiculous thing to do. But, like, I think what Gundy's saying is that it's not as terrible. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. But it's a learning opportunity. And kind of what Charlie said about, you know, the Darius Ashley, like, if I kick him off the team, like, you know, how is his life better?
Right.
You know, like, so, you know.
He was like, I'm keeping him on scholarship. He's not going to play for a year.
But, you know, Ollie Gordon is one of the best running backs in football. I'm not saying there should be no repercussion, but, you know, people I think are overreacting. They want their pound of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, and I don't know.
Or is it also being politicized, given that Gundy makes his political views known?
Because of who he is, definitely.
Makes his political views known.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a part of the equation. In an election year, somebody that's going to support, that listens to, like, the OAN and wears OAN T-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah, you think maybe they want to weaponize anything possible?
He's a target, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Just like if somebody was super left, you know, they'd be weaponized, too, by the other side. And I'm against the weaponization of people.
Mm-hmm. You're cast. I generally.
For purposes of politics, I am.
Yeah. But I mean, because I think I saw the headline on this, and then I listened to what he had to say, and I'm like, well, that doesn't really kind of match up with the way it was being presented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm with you on that. You know, but Mike Gundy is a ridiculous human, to be clear. Like, he is a
guy that has survived forever. I mean,
I
he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
His hair is outrageously funny.
I mean, you know, his record is pretty darn amazing over time. Right?
Yeah, no, he's had
he's been
lot
there
of
since 2005.
Like, what's his worst season? Like, 7-6?
Get out of his first year, he was 4-7. But after that, he's never had a losing season.
Right. Well, that was year zero.
Yeah, that's right. Even then, he won four games.
Yeah,
but
in football.
Yeah, yeah, in football. But yeah, I mean, you go back just like 10 years, 10-3, 10-3, 10-3, 7-6, 8-5, 8-3, 12-2,
right,
7-6, 10-4. And he's got, you know, prior to that, got 11-2 and 12-1 season. But never at any point have you said, who's the best coach in America? If you name five, you wouldn't have gotten to Gundy ever.
No.
In the top five.
No.
But
way.
That's probably Hall of Fame. I mean, he hasn't missed a bowl since his first year.
Yeah. And they've gone to some good bowls. I mean, they've gone
Fiesta Bowl. Cotton Sugar.
Alamo Bowl.
Fiesta again.
Yeah, don't turn your nose up at the Holiday Bowl and the
Well, they're not the Fiesta
Bowl.
And the Cotton.
Well, they are not. That is true. But they're good bowls. And, you know, you got to be a good team to get into the Holiday Bowl and the Alamo Bowl.
But Fiesta, Sugar, Fiesta. So three of the highest level.
Right.
And then Cotton. So, yeah.
And Oklahoma State's one of those schools that's going to really benefit by the expanded playoff. They're going to be in the mix in a lot of years. Now, will they get there every single time? Probably not.
No, but they'll probably be in it quite often. One of those teams you don't think about. Then you look up like, they won the Big 12 again?
Well, especially without Texas.
They're probably the happiest fan base you can find.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got
Texas. I mean, I'm just thinking about that right now. They're going to be favored
in a lot of games.
Most years, right?
Most years. Them or Utah. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Utah is a really, really good addition to the Big 12. I would say, though, it'd be those two teams this year, not knowing enough about, like, Kansas State, who's sometimes there or something like that. But, yeah, I would say year in, year out, those two programs probably going to be at the top. And yeah, they'll be in the playoff.
And I think it's going to be more fun to win the Big 12 than finish fifth in the SEC or whatever, Big 10.
Because you're playing for something. You're playing for something. You're going to be in it. And that's the thing. When I hear all this realignment talk all the time, I'm like, I don't think people understand how happy, like, Clemson and Florida State are going to be if they just chill for a second.
Yeah. You want to win.
Yeah.
I think they're fans. Like, they want to be in the SEC. That's what King of Clemson always tells me. I'm like, you better be. It's more fun to win.
I don't think you do.
I don't think you do either.
Poll Oklahoma and Texas in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, fast forward 10 years and then do a poll of Texas and Oklahoma fans if they'd rather dominate the Big 12 as they have or go back to where they are to maybe occasionally competing for the title.
Yeah, I think people all get all obsessed with the money in these other leagues that they don't get a piece of.
No.
And forget about the most important part, which is to play to win the game.
Yeah, the fans, you don't get any of the money.
Well, and what's going to be – and you know it conceptually, but until I heard Wetzel just say it, it was kind of a throwaway line. He said on the podcast, you know, we're going from three playoff games to 11.
Yes.
We're getting eight more playoff games, eight additional.
It's going to be great.
I mean, you're getting four. Think how exciting those playoff games are.
Yeah.
And you're getting four times that almost.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be outrageous.
When they take the 12-team playoff, that's 11 playoff games.
And I look forward to having an upset. You know, like the 11 beating the 2, you know, or however it ends up playing out and disrupting. Because, like, last year, you know, I don't think people really realize, like, the Alabama-Georgia game, that was a massive game, right? It was an SEC championship
game. Yeah.
That type of game is going to happen in the playoffs, and maybe not between the same league, but it's going to knock out an undefeated Georgia team from the playoff, you know, and also they're going to be out.
And then whoever's in their bracket is going to be like, yeah, baby, let's go, that four seed or somebody.
Right, because I don't think Alabama was, like the best team, you know. Jalen Milroe beat that Georgia team.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is insane to me, just to think about that.
Yeah.
So kind of a, you know, it's good. I think we have to refresh the audience, not only our audience, but also around the country, about the rules and the engagement for the college football playoff, because this is going to be a different year than ever before.
Councilor Byrne offers up, the SEC is great, except every Saturday when half the teams lose.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's like eight losses on a Saturday, y'all.
Yeah. Phil Baker sent this over. This is from Bud Elliott. The assumption of yearly greatness without having to prove it yearly, like 2020 3. The SEC did not show superiority mm-hmm. over other conferences when it played outside those conferences, and it was just hand-waved away. The assumption that the league...
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, it was, because the ACC had a better record against the SEC straight up, and mm-hmm. Louisville, we still lost to Kentucky.
Right.
You know, the assumption that the league is the best conference each year, or that it is the best league by such a meaningful amount, that its results cannot be compared to other leagues, but some years it clearly is the best, but many others just assume that it is annual. This leads mm-hmm. to unjustified favor of its team. Using the term SEC schedule to signify a difficult schedule is an easy trap to fall into. Some SEC schedules are tough, like Florida's, but some are among the easiest in Power 4. It is dangerous because it gives SEC teams with easy schedules.
Well, that'll be broken
resume.
Down. I think that'll be broken down.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. And I think they'll look at that and they'll have, you know, all right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. As we roll along here from Tri-State Men's Health, if you want to find out about the semaglutide, the testosterone, you should do it. You should come here. They'll answer all your questions. Everything you hear about is true. I mean, the semaglutide, it's like the Ozempic. You hear everybody, you're just not as hungry. And therefore, you lose weight. And while you're losing weight, you want to be building muscle. So that's testosterone's a great counter of that as well. So they can do all that for you over here at Tri-State Men's Health. If you're someone out there who needs a security system, maybe you had Mid-American at ADS. Now, Vector Security. That's the new iteration, and that's they've been for a couple of years now. And Vector Security, same phone number you've always dialed, 452-6277. But they're going to give you a doorbell cam for free. And install it when you mention us at ESPN Louisville when you sign up for service. So that's going to save you $300 or $400. And then you're going to want the other cameras as well. And it's great. You feel safe in and around your home. It's Vector Security. Online, vectorsecurity.com. And tell me who's talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy. So we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Ring out the bells again, like we did when spring began. Wake me up when September.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Phil. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Wake Me Up Till We Get to Football? Is that what I'm hearing there?
Yeah.
All right, I was just making sure I was understanding that. We're over here at Tri-State Men's Health, where, again, this is your superpower. You want to have, you know, no appetite. You want to, you know, build your muscle faster with lifting weights, be better mood, all that. They've got it here. You got to follow instructions with everything they tell you, and you will be able to do that. We've got some other things coming up. We got Louisville Sports Live tonight at 7 o'clock, Soccer City tomorrow night. Here on the TBT, here's the deal. Because I was on the phone with them yesterday. And by the way, the TBT in Louisville has sold more tickets than any of the other regionals around the country.
Wow. Okay.
Than any of the other 16 sites. Louisville is the number one selling site. You can still get 15% off. And I know some people ran it. When you go on to Ticketmaster, and you'll select the, you know, the basketball tournament, and then when you're selecting your seats, there is an unlock button. Let me get this.
That's where you can do the promo code.
Yes, it's complicated. It wasn't like that last week. I don't know. Dealing with promo codes and
Ticketmaster.
Yeah, is a difficult thing. I will just tell you that. But you still can get the 15% off. I'm going to do this real time here on the air,
yep.
So I can make sure I'm talking about. So if you're looking, and it's next Saturday the 20th, I'm going to hit the find tickets button, and I think the lowers are all gone for that first one, I believe,
okay.
from the primary market, that Man, we are
tick, tick, tick.
So now that I'm going to look, oh, and there's not even an unlock button.
Go figure that Louisville is going to be the number one market for basketball.
Forget the promo code because there's not even, unless there's something here. No, that button is not there. So
confirming availability.
Check at checkout here.
We're confirming availability. We're going through the wheelie spinny thing. Place
order.
Let me
see if there is a place for a promo code.
This is a... All sales final, no refunds. Check the box to say I have read and agreed to terms of conditions. Whatever. You know, you got to do – and this is taking forever, Ticketmaster. This is why everybody wants you to die.
This could be slow internet too, Mark.
No, but I'm blaming this on Ticketmaster. Okay. Tri-State Men's Health does not have slow internet.
Well, I think I'm off our MyFi unit.
Oh, maybe it's your, it's the Verizon signal inside the building. Okay.
Yeah, I know you want to blame them for the Clemson losses, but...
Ticketmaster?
Yeah.
No, Dennis Hennigan.
Yeah.
And the cheating referees and the allowing of all the different things.
Forget the promo code because it doesn't look like it's working. So you're just going to have to buy tickets.
Well, and our fans are doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Go figure that Louisville, Kentucky, a basketball market, would be the best at basketball fandom. Wild that would happen. And, you know, it's almost like we have fans here that care about the basketball.
Well, they do. I mean,
weird.
And that's why we are, you know.
What's the problem? What's the problem, Kenny Payne says? What's the problem? What's the issue? Nolan Smith get hired by Memphis yet?
I don't think so.
Nope. Why not? So. Why do you think that happened?
I don't know.
Huh? A little background check.
I thought everybody knew what happened.
You don't want an assistant coach that's working on his jumper? No. That bum, if anybody does any sort of background check, homework on Nolan Smith, you're going to learn that he's unhireable.
Yeah.
And his
kind of what it looks like.
His camp's out there. Oh, he can't get hired till July 1st. Danny Manning got hired. Josh Jameson, I'm assuming, is working somewhere. He's mulching. He's doing landscaping in Oregon. You're not hired because he's trying to submarine coaching staffs. What assistant coach would be comfortable with? What head coach is going to be comfortable with that? None of them. Go to South Valdosta State Polytechnical Institute for, for agriculture. I don't know. Go down there and coach there. You're done, son.
It's over. It's over. I don't waste any more energy. There is sad news to pass along, and I've been waiting. People had sent this to me, and I never like to, put bad news out there if it's not confirmed. But it seems like everywhere it is, including his son, and that Dennis Lampley has passed away. The longtime legendary coach at Trinity. I mean, I was going to school while he was in his freaking heyday because I was at St. X.
So this is a terrorist.
And they were so good, and it was, so clear that he was just a fantastic coach.
Oh, he was a great coach. Yeah, he was an amazing coach.
Yeah.
Sad news. Obviously, one of the giants of high school football in Jefferson County in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, definitely in Jefferson County. I would go state of Kentucky for sure. I'm just reading with
Bobby Redmond's up there with,
I don't think – I'll be honest – I don't know how many state championships he's got compared to Lampley. I mean, Lampley had...
Well, I mean, you're talking about public school versus private school, and there's differences there. But, no, Bobby Redmond, to me, is a king. Lampley is a king. These guys, they put out some serious football players and teams.
Well, I think, again, I always go back to the fact that Lampley and the guy did it and all those. It wasn't like there were NFL players running around all over the place there. There weren't.
No.
These were teams that you could tell were well-coached. And, yes they had strength in numbers. But it was evident to me when every time St. X had played Trinity that, wow, Trinity seems to have, a lot more creativity, a lot more.
Yeah.
They were just better, and they just looked like they were just always well-coached. It was like even when you were at St. X and you want to say, beat the weeds, Christina's always like, yeah, but, man, Lampley, coach.
Those weeds can play.
That Lampley, he knows what he's doing over there.
His record?
So did he coach Jeff? That's the number I was trying to – because this has been out there. His son had put it on Facebook and some others put it on Facebook. And I'm looking, even Duke Robb says, I'm not sure I can properly capture the value this man brought to my life, my family's life. He and my mother completely changed the trajectory of my existence where I am today. No exaggeration. I thought about him so much, always in gratitude. What he did for us on the field, like an iceberg, was just a glimpse of the impact he had. Coach, I'm going to forget you, love you, and thank you. The rings you'll love, I guarantee it. That's a quote he put in there.
Man. So he was an assistant coach in 1971. I'm trying to look when five state championships. You know, from 98 to 91. Over the next in a 10-year. I'm reading from a WLKY retirement story.
Right.
There's not a Wikipedia page on high school coaches. Man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think he did.
I think he was. Yes, he was Jeff's coach. So yeah. I'm sure Jeff today is having a tough time. But almost, in that same LKY article. It was 47 years. He came to Trinity's assistant in 71, defensive coordinator for three straight championship teams, becoming the head coach in 85. So over the next 10 years, he led him to five state championships and a 50-game winning streak right when I was in high school.
Wow.
88 to 91. I was dead when I was in high school.
Now, I know St. X did win some games against Lampley, but do you know?
Not when I was there.
But not when you were there. But, like, do you know what is, I mean, off top of your head?
Oh, look, he owned St. X. There's just no other way to get around it, man. There's no, he owned everybody.
Sure.
He owned everybody. I mean, they were the dominant team. That year when they, or that stretch where they won
games.
Those 50 games, you wanted to get to your TV on Friday night and see the Brom to Brom connection. You wanted to see Jeff Gregg. You wanted to see that. And it was just... that was his win streak was exactly when I was in high school. I knew they were good, but damn near they peaked right when I was there. caught him in the peak, and it was just like, why is this guy so damn good?
Well,
and he was.
Hats off to him, and we'll think about his family today, and obviously sad, but I think a lot of Trinity people will use it as a celebration of his life and.
I mean, people revere him that have played for him in ways that, you always do that with a coach, right? But I think there's something to, so many people are, talking about more people are talking about what impact he had in their life than they are as he was as a football coach.
Yeah.
And he was obviously, his football, coaching speaks for itself.
To be successful for that long. For football, you got to be
138 and 21. Somebody says in the text line, I'll take that.
138 and 31.
21.
Oh,
138 and 21.
Golly.
So
that's up.
There was never a moment when we were over there at X while they were winning 15 in a row, going, oh yeah, they're just getting lucky. Don't have a coach. I mean, it was all about respect. For the coach.
In the high school level, man, you can have a. You can have a couple bad years in a row because you just don't have the athletes. It can happen.
Yeah.
And to put together a career like that, really impressive. Yeah. I think we'll hear a lot from Trinity, players and alumni, over the next few days, kind of celebrating his life. But I kind of remember that 50-game winning streak. That was kind of the beginning of my formative years.
Yeah, that's right. Coach Lampley was in the front row of Jeff's introductory press conference. That's right. And he mentioned it.
I remember that.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So... lost a great one. Again, I didn't know him. I don't even know that I ever interviewed him because by the time I was working in media, I think he may have either been – by the time I was working in media and back here, I think I would have been retired.
Yeah.
He would have been retired. But 47 years, Dennis Lampley, I guess it happened last night. So we'll find out more about it today. We'll let you hop in if you want to. I don't know if there's anybody – man wants to call in about it. Absolutely. Floor is yours. 267-9680. So we'll and text line as well. But that's one of those almost I really want to hear from some
hear
people.
It.
That's not one that I don't think that the words and the reading of the words necessarily do it justice. So
I think we should probably get Jeff on. Maybe in the next few days to maybe get his reaction.
I'm sure he's going to I'm sure he'll talk about it at some point. I mean, it's just if all these people that have talked about what he did for their lives, I mean, look at Jeff. I mean, his coaching philosophies are probably molded, obviously,
absolutely
by him. So
yeah. at least the foundation of it,
he was great. Like if you ask me, who's the best high school coach you ever seen or ever? I mean, it would be he'd be him, and I don't know, Bob Beatty, and unfortunately, they're both there.
Bobby Redmond,
yeah, Bob Redmond for sure. And I mean, in this area,
maybe somebody in Fort Thomas Highlands, maybe when they were rolling really well or something like that.
But they again that it was hard to put into words like what it was like when they especially being on the other side of it, when they went on that 50-game win streak and there were national, you know, high school rankings, you know, and such. Yeah. But, you know, and it wasn't like now where you have all this information. So that 50-game win streak became, you know, a mythology. And it was, you know, again, they had their national rankings. And their national rankings probably peaked. It didn't follow how good they were at the time. Like, they were the best when Jeff was there and they were rolling then. And then they kept winning, and so the streak made them rise in the national rankings. The best teams were, I think, the 88, 89 era. I'd welcome anybody to talk about that. And, again, it wasn't laden with NFL player. No, I mean, and even that many high-level college players. It was rare for someone to go to a Notre Dame, to go to a, you know,
Tennessee.
Yeah, it was rare.
Like you had some players go to Louisville, Kentucky. A lot of guys probably going to Eastern, Western, you know, FCS.
But it wasn't just, you know, this guy's deciding between, you know, USC and Auburn. You know, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
I mean, it really wasn't that. So, that's just happening overnight. So you can hop on if you want to do that, 267-9680. Text away, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. We are over here at Tri-State Men's Health, and when you listen to the Reds, it's the Tri-State Men's Health Radio Network. Reds won again last night.
Yep, two in a row against the Rockies. Couldn't beat the Tigers at all, swept the Yankees. Sounds like the Reds. And hopefully they keep it rolling. I don't know that you saw – so this player, this new player that the Reds have you, did you see this, what happened?
No.
So this kid, Rhys Hines,
okay,
right? He has five extra base hits in his first two career games.
Okay.
It's the first time since at least 1901 that has happened.
Wait. Okay. Hit me with that stat again.
He has five extra base hits in his first two games as an MLB player. Okay.
Okay.
It's the first time since at least 1901 that's happened.
Why do they say at least 1901?
Because the database ended.
Oh,
you know, for at bats, and so they didn't. You know, they're you know, because like how many Moonlight Grahams do you know that only played like one or two games? You know, you're going back to find all these people, and this is from Sarah Langs. Sarah Langs, she works for Major League Baseball, previously ESPN, and so she's doing that search. But he hit a ball last night, 458 feet. This Rhys Hines guy, which when I went to bed, he had. Only 600 followers. He's that anonymous. Now he's up to 973. This guy's not a star. He's not a star. But he crushed that ball last night. Absolutely crushed it. So, my dad and his buddy are going to go up to Cincinnati tonight and, you know, check this out and see if Rhys Hines can keep it rolling.
It's going to be like going up to see like an Ellie Dela Cruz. Just to,
that's right. So his first career at bat were like this is his most. Here's where his extra base hits: double, home run, double, triple, home run. First two games
seems pretty good. Seems pretty good. So they got another star. This is first call of where. I mean, how old is he? What's?
I don't know. I don't really know enough about him at all. I mean, he's just come out of nowhere. Rhys Hines.
Wow.
See if I can find anything out about him other than. He's made baseball history.
Yeah, and he's coming over the other one of these guys calling up from the Reds.
Oh yeah, system. Oh yeah. I have no internet now. They said the MiFi died.
Must have died. Yeah, probably so. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680, our number to get in. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. We'll get to Jared on the other side, so we'll talk with him, and you can hop on in as well. This morning, as we continue along here from Tri-State Men's Health, go to tristatemenshealth.com and find out more what we've been telling you about over here. Also, if you're someone who is in the market for a car, Huffman Auto Group, that's where I bought two straight cars. That's where I'll be buying Max's car from. Whatever your needs are for an automobile, you know the Huffman Auto Group will have it. But on top of that, they've got 7-day like it or exchange it promise. You've got over at Acura, what I believe is the biggest value in the luxury line. And if you're looking at an SUV and you're not looking at an Acura, you need to look at an Acura. It'll change a lot of people's opinions once they go, wow, you get all this, and you get here's the price, and here's everything else that goes with it. So it's Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor. So online, AcuraOxmoor.com, and so I'm just talking about him right here. All right, hour number three, straight ahead from over here at Tri-State. Got to make some hedging decisions here.
Yeah, you do.
It's getting to be go time here.
I don't know. 23 years old from Niceville, Florida. I got that about recently.